have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
And welcome back to your favorite evening show, man. Your favorite pre-Friday come up. It is the night with your crew. It is Eggs Grits with a whole lot of ignorance. And welcome back, man, y'all. It has been a whole 7 days since we have seen you last. And so we're back again. And I'm here with the best crew in the land. First off, let me introduce my girl all the way from the Metro, South Carolina. It is Vaughn. What's happening, Vaughn? And she has food in her mouth. As long as
other things. You know what? You never introduced me first. And I thought I could take a bite and chew it up real fast. But apparently you caught me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. No. There is none of that. There is none of that. Not tonight.
Okay.
How's your week been? Ain't nothing much. How's your week been?
Busy as hell.
Not busy as hell.
Busy.
I don't live that life, so I'm gonna leave that up to you. but that's why they pay you the big bucks. And all the way from PA is my cousin Evie. Still on a phone call, apparently. What's up, man?
That's who gets the big bucks. That's who get the big bucks.
I ain't got no money. What you talking about?
That's a lie. You tried to put the baby to work.
Listen. He got to do his part. He got to do his part. Yo, I put him on the block with them gray sweatpants on.
Who you talking about? who you put on the block this week?
You know what? He did have the little baby.
He had on the gray sweatpants on. Them shits was nut huggers too.
You trying to get his grandson?
Yeah. Who's talking about?
Sire. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She stopped by my daughter stopped by the job real quick and. She came inside with him, and I was like, oh, shit. He had on the gray sweatpants and the Scully. He was looking like a thug ready for action. I asked, where the Tim's at? She was like, he don't have none yet. I was like, all right. I'm at the cop with some Tim's. And then I'm gonna throw on my gray tech suit. You know what I'm saying? And me and him going to the mall. I'm about to ball out. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, somebody got to do it, right?
That baby, trying to use that baby to get the women.
Hey, I'm trying to get some.
Did that ever get y'all with girls?
Oh man,
back in the day, y'all should have your little kids with y'all. Did that used to draw the women to you?
Not at all.
I will say that women will they would have come up to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'd be out there doing my thing when it comes to like the kids. If I gotta go to laundromat, I'm going to laundromat. If I gotta go to the store, I'm going to the store. So they would come up to me, oh your baby's so cute. Yeah, get out of my face. I'm about this business right now. You know what I mean? But I ain't never used my kids to holler at chicks. You know what I'm saying? That ain't something I do.
Okay. All right. Well, I cannot await Evie's top five. When he sent me the pictures, I was like, I don't know where we going with this, but I just assume it's going to be something epic. So here we go.
I'm sorry, I lied. I'm number one, two, three, four, and five.
Hey man, it's on you, bro.
Check out the fucking Dungeons of Rap where fake niggas don't make it back.
Yeah.
Alright, so this top five.
2, 3, 4. I only got four on here. What the fuck is five?
You better get them all, because I got them all.
Ah, fuck. Alright, go ahead. No.
Alright, so this top five is the top five coochie eating positions during sundress season. You can only do these during sundress season.
Shouts out to Doc. Hold on, let me see which one I don't have on. And I wish you would have numbered them.
Top five sundress coochie eating from the top. Five sundress. What? Relax. I did put five. I did 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 from top to bottom.
It don't have it when you sent it. It didn't have it. But don't worry about it.
But from top to bottom,
I think I can assume what belongs where.
All right, so if you got it fucked up, I'm gonna just shoot the number to go with it. You know what I mean?
Say, good evening, crew. What's up, Tremaine? What's up,
sir? That motherfucker was in Jersey. Ain't stopped by.
All right, go ahead.
But all right, so Vaughn, listen up. Turn your delay down. All right. This top five coochie eating positions during sundress season.
Okay.
You can only do these during sundress season. All right? So what's the first one you got, Yosh?
I got image zero. It looks... Just say it now from your description. I'll be able to...
I don't think you can do it, but all right, so number five is what I like to call Hello Miss.
Okay. Number five. So that would be image four. That's it.
That'd be image number five. Nope, that ain't it. That ain't it.
That it?
That ain't it. That ain't it.
Okay, this one.
Damn.
That is it. That is Hello Miss.
All right.
Because she might have been laying in the bed, talking on the phone or watching TV, and you just slide in the bed and say, Hello Miss.
But she looks so uncomfortable. Like, she doesn't even look relaxed.
It's a cartoon drawing. It is a cartoon drawing.
You know
that ankle be around that neck.
Okay. Hello, miss.
All right, so number four is called Brunch is Served. There you go. That's number four. Brunch is served, because after y'all done had them bottomless mimosas, y'all might be feeling a little freaky. Come home and say, come get this, daddy. And there it is, bottom.
Okay, she got the hand on the head, and yeah. I don't understand her hand, her arms right now.
She grabbing his hair, and the other arm is just chilling.
Nah, oh, that's her hair. Okay, that's her hair long. Okay,
yeah, that's the hair.
Ooh, terrible cartoons. Arm is just okay. I got it.
The arm is just laying on the bed, or the floor, mm-hmm. or the kitchen table,
wherever
that sundress slide off at. Foot.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you go. All right. So number
and
three.
What is that one again?
This one is brunch is served. Okay. You got it. All right. Number three is called Netflix and Chill. This is the real Netflix and Chill. Yes. Because you can still watch TV and eat coochie at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
He's in the booty hole. He's in the booty hole.
What's the problem?
It ain't none of them.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So I also like to call this one lovingly hot couch yoga. Because you got to be limber to do this. You can't just be.
He's definitely stretched out.
You can't be just throwing your weight around thinking you could you be to slide the couch. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be okay with being upside down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Netflix and chill, okay.
All right, so number two, I like to call this one oops. You ain't gonna stop me though. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Or I like to call, or you could call it the TV antennas. Because if you remember the TV antennas from back in the day, you had to adjust them so you could get that good signal. But it's also called oops. You know what I mean? Because you might accidentally slide in the other crevices. And ooh, she ain't finna stop you. She ain't finna stop nothing you doing at this point. She is at your every whim, you know.
Yeah, you definitely have her number
one. Mm-hmm. Nah, number one is my favorite. Number one, I like to call the Rifleman, aka the Sharpshooter. Know what I'm saying? This right here ain't for no rookie. This is for professional. Squirters only.
Oh,
because if she get the squirting and them legs get the hooking and hugging that back, it's about to be a water park. It's about to be a whole water park.
Interesting top and, five.
But then you also got in the good position because if she like to get choked, you could grab that neck, and you could play with the titties at the same time. You could do all that. For that one position.
So, Eden, tell me this. Season. What inspired your top five?
I'm perverted.
Mm, okay.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
I think I came up with the idea of walking through the door today, coming home.
It's an amazing answer, sir.
I walked through the door and said, I wonder.
I wonder who.
Okay.
It don't take much for me to think of stupid shit.
Vaughn, do you have a more, you know?
Oh, I forgot. No.
Oh Lord Jesus. The people I work with. All right, let's get
what? Let's not even go there.
Let's get weird news.
Eating on the job.
We're going to get right into it. Right here in old South Kakalaki. These seven ladies were charged in an incident at a Goose Creek bar that sent an officer to the hospital. The Goose Creek Police Department has disclosed details about an altercation resulting in numerous arrests and officers' hospitalization. Seven individuals, including Brianna Wright, Miracle Cromer, Derek Richardson, Jemiah Robinson, Alyssa Westcott, Anjanita Brown, and Zai Monia Fleming are all in custody pending a warrant execution. Charges include disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, resisting and assaulting police, with specifics pending announcements. The incident unfolded around 11:30 outside the Two Keys Tavern, where an officer intervened in a confrontation among several women amidst the intervention. One woman assaulted the officer, who subsequently pursued another fleeing suspect. Despite attempts to deploy a taser, the officer experienced a medical emergency and collapsed. Shockingly, bystanders, including restaurant staff, offered absolutely no assistance. Dash cam and cell phone footage facilitated the identification and arrest of the seven suspects, while two others remain at large. The department expressed gratitude for the public concern, but condemned those who filmed the incident without aiding the officer. The unnamed officer received medical treatment and was discharged. Further details await completion of the investigation. The department emphasized the ongoing nature of the injury and urged the community's cooperation. Now, mind you, the video is of these women fighting. As you can see, the one here with the red hair, you can see she's got the fat lip. Now, I must say, you know, all of them.
I would date the three in the middle.
These three? The three? Which three in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
What?
You know what they, yeah, you know what they say about them ugly girls, right?
No, I do not.
In the bottom left corner,
she looks ugly. Like the gal that tight to the hole.
Big girl looks like she's about it.
I don't do big girls. I'm sorry, that's just too much violence for my life.
All right. No, well, as I like, we're gonna play a little game of what do you think is going on here before I get into my next video. Mother sucker.
Hope it's no mother sucking going on there.
No, I forgot to add, I forgot to add it to the queue. All right, and it's on the whole another computer. It's on the other side of the room. So I'll just cover the story. How about that? All right, there was a woman who wheeled a dead man into a bank and tried to get him off a loan in her name while holding his head up. Footage showed the woman telling the dead man to grip hold of the pen hard as she placed it between his fingers and encouraged him to sign a piece of paper at the bank branch in Bangu. Banju, I think that's how you say it, a neighborhood in the western area of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. A bank worker witnessing the scene told the woman, "I don't think this is legal. He doesn't look well. He's very pale." She replied, "He's like that. He's like that," before she told the dead OAP, "If you're not well, I can take you to the hospital. Do you want to go back to the hospital again?" Deceased pensioner Paulo Roberto Braga, 68, had passed away a few hours earlier. Yeah, Braga. The woman who wheeled him into the bank, Erica de Souza Vieira Nunez, was arrested at the scene and told police she was his niece as well as his caretaker. Officials have appeared to signal that they were related and are said to be checking CCTV cameras inside and outside of the bank to see if Mr. Braga's family member was on her own or with alleged accomplices amid suspicion they could be dealing with an organized fraud. The results of postmortem to establish the cause of death have not been made public.
Nigga, you know that she fucked up, right? She needed another person there. She needed another person there just so it could be really like weekend at Bernie's.
I just
want to know, like, how dead what is he?
Did they kill a chicken?
Like, or a couple hours dead. Did she kill a
dead? She killed a chicken, or did she kill the bucket of cans?
Spanking dead.
Nah, that nigga dead.
Yo, his head was flopping around like a rag doll.
Well, let me see.
It was literally like, yo, it was literally just like Weekend at Bernie's.
Let me see if I can get it.
And yo, I was gonna say, you remember in Weekend at Bernie's 2 where they had to sacrifice a chicken, but they couldn't find a chicken, so they got the bucket of KFC.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what she did before she went to that.
Lord, like, why?
She did the bucket of KFC.
Do we have the video?
I got it. Just waiting for it to load. Give it a few seconds.
Oh my god, that shit's fucking hilarious, man.
Oh, I was dead when I was
watching this shit, for real.
That was endearing.
This is a damn shame. That shit is funny as fuck.
Hey, she was like, trying to
even rehearse it. So when she gets bank, it could be more realistic.
Look, you know what that look like? That look like when you come home too drunk from the club and your woman trying to get you up.
He wasn't dead. His eyes are open.
That nigga dead as a doornail.
Not open.
He dead.
Even if his eyes is open, he nigga was dead. His head, yo, she let go of his head and it flopped back.
D-E-D. Dead.
My man was in there like a wet noodle in a wheelchair.
Hold on. God dog it. This thing taking too long to process.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that shit was fucking hilarious. I saw that shit on X. That shit was funny as fuck.
Nah, that's where it's at. It's on X. I'm just waiting for to finish processing on him.
We can come back to it.
Here we go. Oh no.
Oh, we got it. Yeah, we did.
Eu acho que ele não tá legal.
Sim.
É, ele não tá bem, não.
Tá sentindo alguma coisa, mas ele não diz nada.
Eu acho que ele não tá bem, não.
A senhora tá sozinha?
Sim.
É, ele não tá bem, não. Ó, a corzinha não tá ficando...
Mas ele é assim.
É.
He is gone. Deceased.
That nigga died in the car. And she was like, oh shit. Fuck. I'm going to go in here and see if I can get this top, off.
the wheelchair with the high back to it.
Oh, the one that like make
it. Oh, the quadriplegic one.
Yeah, the one that make her stand up.
Yo, she just needed a partner. She needed a player partner. So she could do that Weekend at Bernie's. That shit worked.
That was a good little movie. I used to watch that movie all the time.
Yeah. She grabbed this nigga head. That shit just was like, flop.
Let's get into the social media minute. All right, y'all. For those that are new here, the social media minute is where we find some weird ass videos. Things that made us laugh, cry, or just was too weird, turned down. This one here was submitted by our good friend here at Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance, Evie.
Oh, what I sent? I sent a lot of shit.
Yeah, this one was submitted by you, sir. And I like to call it In Them Gutters.
On the Walk of Fame, Hollywood.
That was Vegas. That looked like Vegas. You down Vegas? Bottom. You down bottom. I want to be. That's the type of relationship I want in my life. We down bottom, but we about to get it.
One more game for the people in the back. Yo, upon further analysis of this video,
Jamaicans?
No, the feet. Like, look at the feet. Like, it just.
Oh, he was hitting it from the back, but from the side.
It don't make no sense. What the fuck is going on?
He wasn't between them legs. He was just on that ass.
Oh, Khalil, welcome, welcome, Khalil, welcome, welcome.
Throw the video back up one more time.
You got look at the feet. Like the feet placement throw me off because I don't know what the fuck going on.
Of the blood clot. Knock the tail off the blood clot.
I ain't know what the fuck.
That nigga was litty and just got up on that ass.
Who made you late, ma?
I don't know.
Oh, she said you made me late. I don't know.
I don't know. I sent her to Pound Town is right. That was downtown Pound Town.
Downtown. I think we just named this episode Downtown Pound Town.
Downtown Pound Town.
Okay. Oh, she on her stomachs.
Yo, the shoes.
She on her stomachs.
The shoes is wild. Like, I don't know.
Tell him he just got up on the ass, but he wasn't in between her legs. Shoes came off. He wasn't in between her legs. So her feet is still straight like this. Her feet still straight and his feet was over there. It was just tapping.
No, but it looked like the feet was out of shoes.
Oh, she was getting her shit knocked out them fucking New Balances.
It's just one shoe. She was knocked out of one shoe, the right shoe. Come on.
I can't tell. Like two men.
That's what I was about to say. It looked like two men. Like that's what I was about to say. Like
I don't know.
I swear to God, I swear to God, it looked like two men.
I'm happy I can't see what's under the cover. But when I first yeah, fact, she should have wore Tim's. Got that grip. When I first watched the video, I did not hear the Jamaican dude in the background.
Man, listen. I think that's two dudes having a good time.
Hey, fuck it. Relationship goals, just not with a dude.
That's what Evie sent me. Talk about some relationship goals.
I want to be down getting it with my lady.
Vaughn.
Hell though.
Evie, take a close look. This look like
Evie like took it to a whole other level.
So we gotta check the ankles.
No, look. The feet of the man look like it's just laying there. Watch. That man feet off to the side, and he just chilling.
Hey, he spread. We'll never know.
He spread eagle. Down and get your eagle on.
Hey, we will never know. But if this is still EB's relationship goals, it's a woman. There's a woman under them covers, under that sleeping bag that we stole out of Dick's Sporting Goods.
All right, this next one I like to call Frostbite.
Hey, man.
I got a frostbite. I got a frostbite.
Frostbite did your feet like that?
Yeah, and they had to cut it off.
Man.
Yeah.
What
you been up to, brother?
You been doing all right? Killing on it, man.
Good.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Damn, he got fucking
that shit made my knees tingle. That nigga ain't running from the law.
He got horse. Fuck that.
Yo, a
fuck. He need horseshoes.
Hey, yo, that was a minotaur. That was a minotaur.
He need horseshoes.
Horseshoes.
He need those shit the horses have. Hell yeah, that's what his feet look like.
Khalil, I was gonna say the same thing. That nigga balance is crazy. I don't know how he. Wait, hold on, run that back, Turbo. Hold on.
I got a frostbite.
Frostbite did your feet like that?
Yeah, and they had to cut it off.
Man.
Yeah.
What
you been up to, brother?
You
been
all
right?
Killing on it, man.
Good.
It's good.
Hey, yo. That's if I'm on your heels was a person.
He could be Broadway's best dancer.
I'm telling you, if I'm on, you know how when niggas is chasing you, they be like, yo, I was on your heels. If I was on your heels was a person. Yo, there's no way in hell he got a fast break.
Just to let y'all know,
no way in hell he got a fast break. Not one bit.
Just to let y'all know. Thanks to EB.
Think you got a crossover?
Hold on, no. Thanks to EB, we have been flagged on YouTube. It says I said thank you. His top five says. We wanted to let you know our team reviewed your content and we think it violates our sex and nudity policy. I realized this was a violation of our policies, so we're not applying a strike to your channel. However, we have removed the following content from YouTube. April 18th, 2024. You can see an example around 16:10 in your video.
Oops. We might have to switch to Patreon or something.
His kung fu kick is different. Yeah, his kung fu kick is different.
He do heel kicks only.
Oh, Khalil talking about some damn was top five. I guess we'll never know.
Well, shit, Facebook ain't flagging yet. You better go back and watch.
I mean, he's going to be on Facebook and replay it.
Nah, that shit going to be off by the time we get off. He got to watch it right after we eat. No, listen.
He better rewatch it now.
Yeah, he better
and
slide
then come back to the show.
Better take that thing on his phone and slide that motherfucker back. By the time we get off, that shit done.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Eben, you said he do heel kicks?
Only. That nigga can never do the heel and toe. He just do the heel.
Hey, all right. So
that nigga feet look like them the little minces you be using to mix up.
Mullet. Not a mullet. What's it called?
Mash out that garlic.
What is it called?
It's the same thing they use to make mofongo.
Grind up. They.
Yeah.
Oh, no
she made talking about some more toes.
That nigga is never 10 toes down. He's a minotaur. I'm telling you, that nigga's a centaur. That nigga his horse bottoms.
That nigga is the beast.
Oh god.
It's a minotaur.
The beast from
the beast. Moving around like I want to see him run.
Like it ain't nothing like. You want to see it again?
I want to see him not walk. I need to see him run.
You see him run?
I want to see him do a karate kick. Won't let me.
I bet them motherfuckers can't wait for us to get off.
I didn't do anything.
These niggas is done. All right, man.
Oh, gosh.
Let me see. Wait, are we still? Oh, wait, hold on. Oh yeah, no. It got zero. It got zero next. It got zero next to YouTube. Zero. All right. This last one I like to call. That's what I like to call nights like these.
Hope that nigga got the insurance.
That's
Hey, yo, I swear to God, that shit happened at work.
Damn.
Fucked up the rental. You rented a Lamborghini and totaled that bitch?
Yo, this lady... this lady rented a car from Enterprise and then immediately came out of the Enterprise and proceeded to hit one of my drivers. Fresh out the Enterprise, son. Total. Two cars.
His hand placement, he was about... I knew from his hand placement, he was about to fuck up. Yeah. Yeah, he was... He couldn't...
You know, why he mess up the word? Because... He don't want to get banned too.
No, he don't want to get banned too. He wants his comment.
He wants his comment to show.
He wants his comment to show. All right, y'all. This is the part where we need our help from. This is the segment where we need help from our audience. It's a good bit of y'all on tonight. So let's see if you guys can chime in, talk to us as we go. If you don't want to answer now, you can make sure that you answer. You can answer in the email by email us eggsgritsignorance@gmail.com. eggsgritsignorance@gmail.com. This is where we get into the relationship questions brought to you by
Yosh. Before you even get into it, Yosh, hey, if Khalil want to hear the top five, he could listen to the podcast in the morning.
He can listen to the podcast. And actually, tonight, I started doing it tonight because what was happening was when I was waiting for the morning, I was forgetting. So a lot of shows didn't go up. So as soon as we get off, I post it. So if you missed the show, you don't have to wait till tomorrow. You could go to any platform and you can catch it. 30 minutes available right after the show. Yeah, you could pout your mouth up, just screw it up however you want to.
After he listens, I'll send him the pictures.
Yeah, the pictures ain't available. We'll post the pictures on our Instagram.
That ain't happening. I should be getting flagged too much. That ain't happening. Why? Oh, trust me, I get flagged way too much.
Well, you know what? We need to start a private group on Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance on our social media. That's what we need to do. So people could submit their foolishness on there.
Right. Don't get flagged too?
Nah, not in the private group, because you have to be invited.
Private group on Facebook. All right. And you know what? Mm. I know we crazy. Oh. Imagine if we had an uncut, like, private group. Like episode once a week, like just 30 minutes of just some fuck shit. All right, we think about that. All right. So let's go on to the first question.
Vaughn with it too. Look at the eyes.
Yeah, I'm talking about the videos we can't show, we can show on that. All right. Relationship status question. We got three of them tonight. The first question is, what is the main reason? Vaughn, I'm gonna ask you this first. What is the main reason that people Yoshi, where your stash? Don't worry about where my stash at, L. You late, nigga. You should have been here before. All right. What the main reason people knowingly agree to side pieces? Agree to being a side piece.
It's because there's some type of benefit for them. Shit, I don't know. I ain't no damn side piece. I don't know.
Okay, Dish. Why would people agree?
Because they may use as a bartering type thing. I do for you, you do
they
for
coming
me.
For you, yo.
Hey, it's there. You can't see it with the light. It's shaded.
They coming for your stash, son. They treat you like Mo Black out here.
Much good.
Damn.
I mean, okay. If you're gonna be a side piece, like, what are you getting out of it?
There's benefits to being a side piece.
You can't do it just for fun.
No, there's benefits to it.
Tremaine said convenience. Mama said the pay is good.
Okay. Yeah, because the nigga got to keep you silent.
And Tremaine said low maintenance. Anybody else out there got something?
I ain't got to pay for no motherfucking trips. I might have to do something for your birthday.
Being a side piece is low maintenance.
Yes, yeah. Low maintenance. I don't have to invest in you emotionally.
Nope. But I will say this. If the price is right, it works. As long as you can take care of that person's needs, whatever that other, whatever the side piece's need is, you have to be willing to
facilitate. Do men eventually leave their main? Do men eventually leave their main, or their wife, or the whoever their woman is for the side piece? Like, is that common, or is not common?
I think it is
somewhat common, but they don't end up staying with the side piece either. Because
actually, you know what? I'm gonna be 100 on 100. I know. I'm not gonna divulge what I know, but I know that shit worked out for the better. I've seen it witnessed.
I'm not saying that it doesn't work. I'm just saying, in many cases, what the guy or the woman is getting from their side piece is just filling the hole that is not that they're not getting from their mate.
They not happy with neither one of them. Sometimes they're not happy with either one of them. You know what I mean? But me personally, I could hold that down. I could hold that down.
Yeah.
I would rather be in a polygamous relationship than a fucking monogamous relationship.
But the side piece has to be down for everything. Like, she can't try to overstep her boundaries, right? Like,
side piece needs to be
sweat. Man, I tell you, yo, on some real G shit, I had that and I fucked it up. I literally had that and I fucked it up. But I ain't want to really be in my marriage anyway. So
hey, listen, my thing is, I think what messes it up is side pieces want to be that, like, side dishes. They want to be the main dish. You are a side piece for a reason. You are the extra. You are not necessary.
Yo, I'm telling you, Yost, but there's that one who is just comfortable. I'm not
saying that it's not a thing. I'm just saying I have not encountered
that. I have.
What I have done in my past hasn't been
Is that the one that got away?
Oh, they don't ever really get away from me for long. I circle the block.
Okay, I think if a side piece end up being a man, it's because he really felt he didn't want his wife or a significant other, like, that relationship had already dissolved pretty much.
I can see that being a thing. I don't know how much of a thing, but I can see that being a thing.
Women be the side pieces, so they don't be thinking. So Vaughn being the main dish, she just don't know. Right. Nah, that's what you say. But you, all right, so you a three course meal,
the bread and the butter.
That's what I'm talking about. You a three course meal in yourself. You're not ready to be no side piece. You would never be a side piece.
No.
Only way that Vaughn would be a side piece is if she didn't know.
All right, let's go ahead and get on that. She's not a side piece. Dude's just cheating. All right, let's get into
that. That means the nigga's cheating.
Now, this is a good question because I've wanted to know the answer to this question. Ooh. When sex is good, I know how to answer the question for myself, but for everybody else out there,
when bypass a whole lot of shit,
what are the specific qualities that make it good?
Vaughn,
we'll start with Vaughn.
Whoo.
What are the qualities that make it good?
She just thought about her last night.
That nasty talk to me.
So when you're saying this, if your homegirl asks you what made it good, you would say because he was talking that nasty talk to me.
She just
hold up. That turns me on.
Okay, Vaughn, out here in these nasty tough streets.
All right, EB, what about you? Tremaine said emotional attentiveness.
All right, if you get your whole ass comment out of here. Come on. Tremaine, I'm going to need you to come back with some man shit. I know, I understand you, bro. I understand you. You're my cousin. I love you. But come with some man shit on this shit right here. I'm with Vaughn. Get your ass out of here. Vaughn, yo, Tremaine is banned from the show.
Thank you, Tremaine.
Tremaine is banned from the show. Nah, but for me personally, it's the movement. It's the movement. If you're physically moving in a way that lets me know that what I'm doing is hitting that spot, that's what makes it good. And then you can't be one of those overthinkers. Like, don't do what you do. Don't do that nasty shit. Don't do all that fucking nasty shit that your grandmama told you was a sin. And then 15 minutes after we done, ask me, was you good? Cause then your confidence. Mm-mm. But I really do think that it is for each individual. It's the response that person is receiving from. I ain't nasty. It's the reaction that you get from the other person. If I know that what I'm doing stimulates you, then I can continue to do those things. So that's what makes it, that's what makes it good. I done had some good sex in my days. I will say that. I ain't never sling meat all over the East Coast, but
you're right. It has to be.
I had some good sex.
You got to have.
I think what I'm gonna do one day is I'm gonna release my top five.
Top five
all time.
Release what?
Hold up, my top brother. Five, you cannot. No.
Five, dead or alive.
Hey. What they say on the Cosby Show, Yosh?
What?
Challenge.
I'm gonna release
Challenge.
My top five best ever.
Challenge.
Matter of fact, we're going to create a Patreon.
The challenge is issued.
And I'm going to drop it.
I'm challenging Yosh to issue two of his top five right now.
Two of my top five right now?
Right now.
You got to sign up for Patreon. I'm going to drop it.
Hey, you gotta pay to play.
You gotta pay to play.
I'll give initials. Okay. KS, and this is no particular order. This is just two of my top five. KS.
I don't think I know that one. Okay.
And AG. KS and AG.
Yeah, you got me. I don't know them. I could confidently say I don't know them.
These all sock.
Now, if you had said TH.
Ooh, that's.
Then I'd have been like, yeah, all right, I know that one. Oh, I know that one. Whoa. I'd have said, I know that one.
Okay. TH might have kicked KS out. TH is definitively top five.
You know what they say about the quiet.
I mean, did y'all share TH or something?
No.
Was there for the TH.
But I'm just saying that, it'd be them quiet ones.
Yeah,
be them quiet ones. Be them quiet ones.
She wasn't necessarily quiet now.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like
quiet on the outside.
Yeah, she was. Now I will say this: when if I was to drop the list,
y'all make Yoshi have a flashback.
Yo, I could drop my shit.
Hold on.
Right now, I could drop that bitch right now.
Hey, TH took a young me and was it, slap it up, flipped it, rubbed it down. Like,
oh Lord.
Damn, man. Hey, yeah.
Next question. I plead the fifth.
Definitively top five. You refuse to list yours?
I'm going. Taking mine to
the
grave.
Hey, yo, what's crazy? Hey, listen, no, Vaughn, I'm gonna help you out.
No, Vaughn, you on somebody top five.
Vaughn on my top five, and I ain't never even had none. But Vaughn, Vaughn, I'm gonna help you with your top five. All right, Daddy.
I'm taking daddy to the grave,
because whoever you calling daddy right now is your top five. That is it.
All right. Let's get to the last question, man. We're running out of time. All right, last question. True or false, the quality of a person's exes factors into their current dating value.
I could somewhat agree with that.
Oh, Vaughn. No. You can. Wow. You fuck this nigga? What? You're crazy.
Your choices are skewed.
Yeah.
Your choices, you made bad choices. Think about it.
Well, okay. If you look at it like that.
Whoever wants
to admit that though, like who wants to acknowledge that? Just let it go. Just forget about it. It never happened.
I can't, cause you know what? I made some bad choices. Tremaine lying because he can't even spell false.
Exactly.
Can't even spell false, nigga.
Get your fast ass out of here. How about that?
Flaccid. That's what he's trying to spell. Flaccid. but now think about it. I done been in a relationship because the coochie felt good. I ain't even saying the coochie was good.
What they got to do with the question?
Yeah, a lot. I made a poor motherfucking choice. Yeah. That is a reflection of me because niggas come up to me all the time and be like, Mr. Kareem. You was married. You would just date. And then I get the story. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. What the fuck was that girl? What was her friend's name? Jesus.
I get all the story after the fact.
Was it Kim?
So did y'all find yourselves getting more single women or married women attention when you guys were married?
No.
I get the same amount of attention now.
Yeah.
My problem is motherfucking people can smell relationship on me. They just not feeling the choices I make. Nah, fuck that. Cause I'm not gonna be in no fucking relationship with you. Like Vaughn, you would hate me.
Such a screw.
You would hate me because I'd be doing all that shit you like. All of it. And you'd be like, and you gonna come to me because I know that y'all have talked about this on y'all show. You gonna come with that question. So, EB, what is we doing? You, Yoshi, and Sue gonna ask that question. Right?
And you gonna say,
I'm gonna be like, what we doing?
I ain't gonna let that slide because I think Yoshi ain't gonna ask that. Yoshi gonna say, how much you make? Will you take care of me?
You got me. I got me. Because I got me. I know that's right.
So I need you to get me so I can get me too. And then we going to spend your money and I'm going to keep my money.
That's a whole fact. Respectfully. She don't
know what we doing?
She ain't on no fuck shit, but she was some real shit.
No, not no fuck shit. Cause like literally, fuck shit is when people. I think fuck shit is when people lie. You know what I'm saying? Like you lying about who you are. Mm. Yoshi is one of the realest people I know, as far as being upfront.
I listen to the show and I realized that.
Some people think that shit is like not real. No,
it's not a facade.
That's that it's nigga for real.
Like, no, that's, at all.
That's it's that not a facade.
Real. Like she act like right. I be you take no ass. Like I be like, you ain't gonna talk to me like that, nigga. Take your ass over there.
But just to answer that question. Hey. I'm really not going to go where people want me to go. It's a conscious decision. I didn't say never. What I'm saying is I'm going to make a choice. Yo, there's only one woman on this fucking planet.
Your walls are so fucking high.
There's only one woman.
Okay, so that's another thing. Why is it that when men have expectations or they set their standards or whatever, it's considered walls being high? Like or like some crazy shit. Like women are allowed to have standards, but men aren't.
Odd to hear a man. It's just rare. It's just rare for like to hear Evie speak like this. You don't find too many guys
to speak like what?
This is what it is. Vaughn is right about me.
I'll never get in a relationship.
It is a wall. It's 100% a wall because I've been down the road. So now I'm doubling back. I'm not going to make the same fucking mistake again.
Where the fuck is my loser horn? Where the fuck is
you know shit? What I'm saying? That's just real. I'm just being real. it's real shit. Vaughn is right about me per se. Not men. I'm not gonna say men, but
you know what? Okay, I got you.
Know what I mean? Hey, fuck it. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to. I'm going to always make a better choice than the last one.
And on that note, this is what I'm gonna do.
You ain't doing shit. When you pulling up for a shot for the crew.
To this foolishness, to the queen, nigga. I don't know what the hell you talking about.
But nah, that's just me personally. Like, I'm not fucking, I'm not about to, no. I mean it when I tell you. I mean it when I tell you this. This is a fact. I would do a commitment ceremony, but I would never.
I cannot hear you, sir. I do not know what you're saying. Please.
You'll never get married again. You'll do a commitment, but never get married. Okay.
But only one person.
So that means my thing is when people say that, unless you meet somebody who doesn't want to be married, you're condemning the people that come after you. They come after this person. And how is that the real? You ain't even take the whole shot. No, I didn't because I got to do this damn show. And if I take a whole shot, the shit, all these buttons I got to press going to be fucked up. All right. So
take the shot.
I took half the shot, nigga. Like
the other half is waiting on you.
I think it is. You will not. What you will not do is fucking 12.
You gonna take that goddamn shot?
You gonna take the goddamn shot? Treat me like TH and Numa. You not gonna do that. Anyway. So what I'm saying is, I think that we get so caught up in the hurt that people have caused us that we don't give the people that come after that hurt a chance to even experience the real and full ability of us. And that's why I said my marriage was, I wouldn't say my marriage was horrible. It just, it didn't end well. And me and her are literally just picking up the pieces of that relationship. And even in that, like, we still crack jokes and stuff like that about the marriage and me leaving and all of that. Like, she throw her shots and I throw my shots, but like, she's moved on and is not taking like what our marriage did to her to heart. And I'm not taking what her actions in our marriage did to me. Now, there are some things that I have come up, like, she, at a certain point, she became a little bit verbally kind of off point. And so I don't take people cursing at me well. That type of stuff, I don't. But to say I close my heart off or just cope, I close myself off to the possibility of being married? Nah, because of a number of reasons, I want to be married. I enjoyed being married when shit was good. I didn't enjoy it when shit was bad, and it was bad more than it was good. But the good was enough in there that I feel like had I been with the right person, I would have been married today. And if I was married today to her, we're looking at almost 20 years of marriage. I just married the wrong person. And so I cannot condemn marriage because I married the wrong person for me. She was.
What about the wrong time?
She's the right person for somebody else.
Maybe it was the wrong time.
No, she was the right person for somebody else.
No, because me and her have had that discussion. Like, me and her have had a discussion where not only do we think that we married the wrong person, but it was at the wrong time.
See, that's the thing. I've had that discussion.
See, her nor I feel like each one of us is evil, or that we did something to make us feel like we can't give ourselves to somebody else. And that's why I think when people take the stance of, I don't want to get married again, or I don't want to love again, or I don't want to give my all to somebody else again, to me, it's a cop out. It's a, like, I'm being like, I think all of us have been through shit in our life, right? And the things we've been through in our life have given us the strength that we have today. So you have to continue to live in that strength. You have to continue to live in that strength. Like, you have to, like, work. It's like working out. Your heart is like working out. Like, you go through these different relationships and these different situations, and every time your heart breaks, it's supposed to build back stronger. But if you consistently, like, if I work out today and I'm sore the next day and I don't go to the gym, there is no gains. There's no gain. Like, I don't gain nothing. I don't lose no weight. I don't whatever, because I'm in pain, so I'm not going to go. And that's where I have an issue with people. And it's not you, Evie. I'm just saying.
It's okay if it's me.
Yeah, I come across a lot of people. I come across a lot of people that have the same mindset, in that marriage is the issue. And it's not marriage. It's the person that you are married to. So now you can't condemn other people and basically, like, deprive them of something that would make them happy, or a different level of a relationship due to the fact that this motherfucker wasn't shit.
See,
when it's just that.
I'm not condemning marriage, because if you know me, I promote that shit. I love that shit. I love black, especially I love seeing black people get married. You know what I'm saying? But my issue isn't necessarily marriage. My issue is trust. I don't trust you with me.
See, but that's what I'm saying, Ebi. Like, but you're making the next person pay the bill that somebody else ran up.
Like, no, I'm not.
That's the bill somebody else ran up.
Yes, you
no,
are.
No, I'm not. You I know why? You no, you want to know why I'm not?
Do you trust you with someone not? Else?
That's the rest of that shot.
Nah, you want to know why I'm not? I'm not paying someone else pay the bill because I'm refusing to do it. I'm refusing to do it, and then I'm telling them you got a choice. You literally have a choice. You can fuck with me the way I am because I'm not gonna change.
Do you trust yourself with someone?
No.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not me.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm very meticulous about what I want at this point. So when I tell you it's only one person that I could trust to that point, it's only one person. Everybody else, I don't got time for you like that. I could give you what you want, but I'm not gonna give you all of what you want. I could give you what you need to a certain extent. So either you're gonna allow me to be your catapult to the next nigga, because I'm not gonna be the one for you.
I ain't a bridge, nigga. I ain't got time. Like,
I don't have that.
Damn, Evie.
I don't have that.
When I tell you, all right, so you're talking to, but this is the thing. Hold up. So this is what I'm saying. Yo, you already know I'm with the relationship dude, right? So if I am the relationship dude and you fuck the relationship out of me, how could I be that same person again?
No, what I'm saying is, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you're condemning the other person.
Nah, like, I'm leaving you free to make a choice.
No. You're not leaving anybody free, dude.
No, they got a choice.
You're condemning yourself.
You're condemning yourself.
That's more like it. The other person.
Vaughn, it's not that.
You're condemning yourself.
Because, like, at the end of the day, like,
it is. He's not allowing himself to feel. Who's
responsible?
Anymore.
But who's responsible for my choices?
Who's
responsible for my choices? Who's gonna pay the weight of my choices?
That is completely yours, and I'm not trying to change your mind on that.
Can't nobody change
it. It is completely yours on that. But I think that I know. To shift it from you.
I'm a good example.
I don't want to be that dude on a porch on a rocking chair and I don't have anybody with me. And I'm not saying that I don't want to be alone, because I'm fine by myself. I love me. It is what it is. I don't think that you can love anybody else unless you love yourself. I don't think you can be with anybody else unless you could be with yourself. I 100% believe that. So that's not the case. I just feel like I owe it to the next person that I'm coming in contact with at my tender age of 21. Like, whoever I come in contact with.
Nigga, your mustache is 21.
Relationship. Anybody that wants a relationship. And I'm going to be real with you. Like,
musky ass.
What? You just call me musky ass? Nigga, what the fuck?
I said your mustache is 21.
No,
I don't know what Vaughn heard.
Vaughn said musky ass.
I said musky ass.
I am not musky, nigga. Smell. I smell good, nigga. Don't do that shit. Tender age of 21.
Oh, she got to call you
the
right.
Tender age of 21? That's all yes. Lies.
You tree ripening.
Hey. Too many idiots spoil the soup. Yes, too many idiots spoil soup. Now what I'm saying is, no soup for you. All right, so
That's where Evie is. Evie don't want no more idiots to spoil the soup.
But I know what I want too, and if you don't fit that bill, then I can only give you pieces of me.
And I'm gonna tell you what's crazy. I think Evie's gonna fight it.
Tooth and nail.
But it's gonna take somebody
fighting it now.
No. I'm gonna tell you. See, like Evie, it ain't gonna take nobody like Yosh. I'm gonna tell you who the type of person that will wear his ass down. Sue would wear him right now. I'm talking about a person like Sue with her personality, her demeanor, her wherewithal.
Yeah, is she from New York?
No. That kind of just
she ain't gonna win.
I'm not talking about physicality. I'm talking about just personality,
physical.
The patience, the okay, that's what you want to do. Okay,
yes,
I got you. All right, that's fine. Oh, that's where we at. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm here with you, and you're not gonna be. And she's one of them you can't kind of quite get rid of because she's just that good of a person that she's gonna be the type of person that makes you change everything you think. And I think my dad and my mom told me the same thing at different points in their life, and what they said, I truly believe the right person changes everything you think about relationships. And
all right, so I will say this. You might be somewhat on the path, but I'll tell you this. If her delivery is too soft, it won't work.
No, and that's the thing. That's the thing about Sue is there is a balance to her.
Oh, yeah.
No. Now I want your balance.
I call her the wild card.
I don't want your balance.
I call her wild card because you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, she's
the woman that's gonna stop just short of disrespect.
And that's what I'm saying. There's a particular, I think there's very few people I've come across that have a balance of push and pull. And what I mean by that is, you know, she supports the person without making them feel like she's like Yosh would be on some nigga, you need to get your fucking shit together.
That shit don't work
for everybody.
That should work for me.
And everybody don't work with, oh baby, you gotta
do this. Don't do that.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. See, Sue has the balance in between the two. She knows how to push and pull at the same time. I need to be
heard, but checked.
That's what I'm saying. It may be a day you got to get checked, and it may be a day you got to get heard. And she has the ability to.
But if y'all listen to what I'm saying,
she has the ability to balance the both. And that's what I'm saying.
There is one woman out there. I already know who she is.
Okay. What's her initial?
That is capable. TS.
TS. TLS,
if you want to be specific.
I mean, come on, nigga. I mean, but that shit's like for fucking ever. So let's.
Nah. No. That's TJ, my nigga. That's different.
Also, I don't know TLS.
Never met her.
No, listen. TH was a gymnast. That's all the fuck I got to say. God damn it. So let's not talk about the
T's. There was some cheerleading involved. There was some cheerleading involved.
And some ducks, nigga.
It's ducks.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man, before my phone start blowing up.
On the grizzly.
Vaughn, listen, let me tell you something. I think Vaughn would have been good with the crew.
228? We're going to bring him in the 228 South Clinton?
Yeah,
because she looked like Tremaine. Just let us do our dumb shit.
Y'all ain't about to baptize you by fire.
Just let us do our dumb shit.
I ain't gonna do it, y'all, and then talk about it later. I see nothing, I hear nothing.
I tried to find Fatima on social media. I could not find Fatima.
Yeah, nah, you ain't finding Fatima or motherfucking
Christine.
You ain't find neither one of them.
I tried to
honestly, find Christine. I feel like Christine became a fiend, but
you think Christine became a fiend?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but you know, nobody disappear like that.
Yeah, she went into
Fatima was just private. She's very private.
Yeah.
Because I found Jackie on social media, but I ain't never found
her. Jackie?
Yeah. And a Kunte.
Which one was Jackie?
That was the dark skin chick. Not Betty. Big booty Betty.
Ooh, Betty had legs everywhere. Betty's Betty. Not.
Sorry, Vaughn.
Betty is not legs top five, legs. But Betty had legs everywhere.
Betty was 5'10".
No, Betty was like 6'1", nigga.
I don't know, but I was short and I stared at her chest, so.
Yo, listen.
That's a fucking listen, she's a tall ass woman, but she was a badass woman.
Hey, listen. When me and Betty got it in, I was like, oh shit, where the fuck do these legs go? Like, I don't fucking know.
That's the type of confusion I'm trying to have in my life. What? I want a woman that's like 5'11".
God damn it. Like all these legs is just everywhere. Like, what the fuck?
I want a woman that when I'm on top, her legs is flapping me in the ass.
And like she's
so goddamn long. 6'1", 6'2", 5'11". I'll let your short ass boy.
Hey man, listen. Wendy's was the days, man. Wendy's was the days. Wendy's and McDonald's. Damn, nigga, you got me.
Yeah, calm down. Hey, man.
This show is broken. We ain't trying to go down memory lane. We're not doing that tonight.
Listen.
Because that's going to be a whole other hour. We're not doing that.
All right, let's approach it.
All right, y'all. Vaughn, tell people how they can find you.
Vaughn having a memory.
You can find us on, or you can find me on Facebook at Vaughn Lee, and you can find me on Instagram at One Vaughn Chella. You can always catch me here kicking it with my also random ADD, ADHD. I always want to go down memory lane. I always want to go back to.
Hey, listen. What we need? I'm telling you.
Random shit.
We need to get more black on here and have more black on. That's what we need to have on. We need to have more black.
I'm gonna hit him up and see what he wanna do.
Mo Black will tell some stories. Like Mo Black got some stories now.
He got stories.
Mo Black got stories.
I want Tremaine to tell some stories.
No.
Hey yo, Trey.
We don't want Tremaine.
We get Trey on here too.
Like a lot of people don't know. Okay, what people don't know is 228 was next.
Tremaine gonna tell the truth.
Tremaine will tell the truth, man.
Tremaine will tell you we are telling the truth.
Tremaine will cover some shit up.
Hey, listen. Oh, no, Tremaine.
Now, we don't want to be incriminated. Don't incriminate them.
Yosh got videos, nigga. Don't. Let's not. Because if you got videos, trust and believe I got videos too.
Damn, y'all ass still got videos from back then?
Hey, listen. When you remember. Living at 228 was the original real world.
Yeah.
We talking about real world with Heather B.
Yeah, like we was
the original real world. Like we really just was. I tell you how it started was my uncle. I think it was my uncle's funeral. Tremaine like, yo, I'm thinking about coming down. I'm like, yeah, you know, I live in Jersey. Right? Yo, pull up. You know what I'm saying? We'll get a crib. Next thing I know, Yo's like, well, I don't want to live at home no more. And my boy B was like, yo, my pops won't kick me out.
I was living with my mom's at the time.
Yeah, because you end up going to Mr. Perry house for a minute.
Yeah, and then I ended up living with my mom's.
Then you went back to your mom's. Then I ended up at Mr. Perry crib.
That girl Shamika. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I ended up at Mr. Perry crib, and at the same time, I hollered at Tremaine. So Tremaine's like, "All right, fuck it, I'm coming down." So I was like, "All right, cool. So we need to just get a crib. So yo, find a crib." So Tremaine found the crib, and I was like, "Yo, we gonna need people to pay the rent." Yoshi want to move out. B want to move out. Let's get it.
Nigga,
we moved into that apartment and Tremaine set us down in that living room. We said, we'd rather have a conversation. I'm not going to divulge what was said in that conversation, but we had a conversation
next to Wycliffe's mom. Yo,
yep. Like, the Booger basement.
We live next door to the Fugees recording studio. Wycliffe's mom lived next door.
The Booger basement. I remember he brought that Bentley out.
Yep, he sure did.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, we literally had a conversation and it was on and popping. It was on and popping. Parties, women, drinking.
Shit.
I don't know how we paid any fucking bills. I don't know.
Yo, Nine Tenths was at the crib all the time.
Yo, that's where the kid came from. Even a buck.
Who kid?
My oldest son.
Yeah.
My oldest son was everybody's first nephew, grandchild, son, yep. Cousin. Everybody yep. was first.
Yeah.
Number one.
He was you the first.
He was the first kid in the crew.
Yep. He's the first kid out of everybody's. Nobody had a child. And he was the first kid of everybody. And he was in the crib with all of us. Like, it was B smoking weed, liquor everywhere.
Yeah.
Threesomes happening.
A lot of shit happening.
What's going on?
Like, it was going down to that bitch.
It was just that house was just it wasn't nothing for us to move all the furniture out and throw some Christmas lights up and put the music
and
down.
Have a party.
Yeah, have
no,
a party.
I tell you, you know what? That was in that relationship that I was in. That was the best part of the relationship when we was living in
228. Hey, man, no bullshit. You can find you, man. We done went down a whole other rabbit hole.
You can find me on memory fucking.
I told God y'all.
Nah, yo, you can find me on Instagram. That is BIGKIDENV. _ chop. I think I spelled that shit.
It don't look like it.
Yeah, the liquor kicking, man.
All right, man. You can find me. It's your boy Yoshi, aka Maya Lansky. And you can find me on Instagram at Instagram and Snapchat at The Ninth Wonder, on Facebook, Yoshi English, and on Twitter, aka X at I am Coachy _. And you can also find me on what's that shit called? TikTok. At RELSTAT podcast.
Patreon.
Find me on and you can find me on right. What the fuck else is next? Whatever it is. Shouts out to Crux Media for producing the show. Shouts out to Be Easy. Shouts out to TCL. Shout out to everybody in the Crux Media family. And until next time, y'all, we're out. Yeah, 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 baby, yeah, 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 yeah.